Australia.
If you've been tuning in regularly to Nash Holos, you'll know that we've dedicated the entire month of March to the works of Taras Shevchenko, the most celebrated and beloved bard in the Ukrainian culture. Many of you are well acquainted with Shevchenko's works, those who emigrated from Ukraine after the Second World War, and whose children attended Saturday school, Rydna Shkola. Well, last week, Bohdan and I talked about this. How, as a child, he had envied the kids who spent their Saturdays playing hockey or watching cartoons on TV, while he was stuck at Rydna Shkola memorizing Shevchenko's poetry. Well, I was one of those much-envied kids. I didn't have to go to Rydna Shkola. I didn't even know it existed. All four of my grandparents were part of the first wave of Ukrainian immigration to Canada, but my parents and I were all born here into a society which actively discouraged the study and preservation of the Ukrainian culture. So, having no idea at all that someone else might be envying me, I spent my childhood Saturdays playing dodgeball or ice skating or watching cartoons. I honestly can't remember. And that's what it's all about. I can't remember. And now the tables have turned, and I'm the one to envy Bohdan and anyone else who went to Rydna Shkola. You, Bohdan, and your fellow classmates, graduates of Rydna Shkola, have memories of your childhood Saturdays to share with your children. It might be just to justify why they have to go to Rydna Shkola, but you have those memories to share. You are well-versed, so to speak, in the Ukrainian culture. You grew up with it, living it, whereas I learned about Ukrainian culture from university textbooks, any second-hand stories I could wheedle out of my parents. Your beautiful command of the Ukrainian language, which I am still struggling with, and probably always will, is a part of you as natural as breathing. I envy you that. Still, I've much to be grateful for. In particular, I'm grateful to be working closely with two graduates of Rydna Shkola. For the past 6 years, Bohdan and Yevhen, my co-hosts here on Nash Holos, have shared with me their knowledge and their memories, in great abundance, I might add. And I'm especially grateful that they've helped me to capture and reclaim my Ukrainian birthright. And tonight, I'm especially grateful to have the opportunity to turn back the clock. For the next few moments, I'll pretend that I'm, about 10 years old and a student at the Rydna Shkola, reciting the poetry of Taras Shevchenko to an audience bursting with pride that another generation is carrying forth the words of their beloved bard. Tonight, I will recite for you Zapovit. Як умру, то поховайте мене на могилі серед степу широкого, на Вкраїні милі, що блане широкополі, і Дніпро, і кручий було видно, було чути, як реве ревучий. Як понесе з України усеннє море кров ворожу, отоді я і лане, і горе все покину і полену до самого Бога молитися. А до того я не знаю Бога. Поховайте та вставайте, кайдане порвіте, і вражою злою кров'ю волю окропіте. І мене в сім'ї великій, в сім'ї вольній, новій, не забудьте пом'янути незлим тихим словом. When I die, let me be buried in my beloved Ukraine, my tomb upon a grave mound high, amid the widespread plain. That the fields, the steppe unbounded, the Dnieper's plunging shore, my eye could see, my ear could hear, the mighty river roar. When from Ukraine the Dnieper bears into the deep blue sea the blood of foes, then will I leave these hills and fertile fields, I'll leave them all behind, and fly to the abode of God to sing his praise. But till that day, I know nothing of God. O bury me, then rise ye up, and break your heavy chains, and water with the tyrant's blood the freedom you have gained. And in the great new family, the family of the free, with softly spoken, kindly word, remember also me.